The Idaho Wheat Commission is proposing a rule change where, when grain elevators remit their wheat tax, they would also remit a name and mailing address for the person who sold that wheat to them. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West, and I asked spokesperson Kathy Wilson if there was resistance.
There is some opposition. Growers have memories like elephants. They never forget if they feel like they got burned. Whenever I've talked to anybody who has been opposed to the rule, that's what comes to mind. You're going to turn our information over. And it's not the growers, it is the elevators that are fearful. Everybody has issues about your private information being kept private. The list is considered highly confidential, so it's not shared with anybody. We use the list to communicate with growers. For us as a, quote, taxing commission, we need to allow at times for everybody to have the opportunity to vote on something. I know that they tried to do that when they raised the assessment. That would be the kind of thing where they would want to have everybody have the opportunity to weigh in on that. And if we don't know who our constituents are, then we can't very well hear from them. We're just trying to actually make it better for the growers so that they can have the benefit of information and have a voice in what the commission does when it's necessary for them.
Other commissions collect grower names and contact information. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.